Hello, welcome to chat. Hello. Why are there all these cars out here? Motorcycle man with a scarf. Very tough. I've got a pretty substantial headache. Thank you. I heard everyone got all excited about new Dota, about a new Dota man, or new Dota lady. I don't know. I don't know anything about what the new Dota is. But I do think it's, you know, the idea of a character that didn't just come from fucking other Dota is cool.
Is Brooklyn. around the clock. We never sleep or get slept on. Kicking it live till the break of dawn. And don't mistake our having heart as playing the role, cause we are not. We just can't be soft, but we're on the case. And this is how we rock the place.
Yes.
Where y'all from?
Put Xbox One thumbsticks on a DualShock 4, huh? It's all pretty good thumbsticks. I don't know. I like the Elite Controller's default thumbsticks. They feel real nice. They feel real nice. No, I'm not ready to party.
Look what I want y'all to do. Say, hey, good looking.
Hey, good looking.
You know you got to be from Brooklyn.
You know you
got to
be from Brooklyn. You know you got to be from Brooklyn.
Say, hey, good looking.
Hey, good looking.
You know you got to be from Brooklyn.
You know you got to be from Brooklyn.
Yes, that's the fact, Jack, right and exact. We're cold running the show, cause we got it like that. And if you still don't know who we are,
Oh! Oh! It's like dice. How am I making out in No Man's Sky? I'm getting there. I don't know. I got other stuff to play now, so I don't know how much of that game I'll be playing. We'll see. I do look at it and think, like, oh, man, I bet I could totally get the, like, platinum trophy in this game without too much work. Cataloging planets would be a hassle. I don't know. There are neat things. There are disappointing things. Reminds you of pirates? Yeah, I could see that. Except pirates was awesome. That's the difference. Autoplay videos, huh? Cool.
That's sweet. on the rough in the shade. On the top of my Escalade. Maybe your girl in my freaking trade. Tag team off the road. On the ocean or in the boat. Track and Reezer off on this road. What about up in the candy store? That chocolate make it melt. Whip and chain, handcuffs. Smack a little booty up with my belt. Scream help, play my game. Dracula, man, I'll get my bangs.
Obviously, it was an equipment problem with his wagon. It actually
Chucks!
Out here in Strathmore, too, where you had to swap it out and use Ross Knight's outfit. But anyways, let's line him up.
Where's
here.
The Olympic is, fucking Chuck wagon
oh,
racing?
Let's start with a former Grand Prairie Alberta champion, Aubrey Montewillo, and H&E Oilfield Services. He has drawn barrel number one. And off of barrel number two, he's a former champion of this show and a two-time world champion, Rick Fraser, for VJD, Dawson Creek. And Dustin Gorst will be driving for Grand Prairie Airport, and his barrel will be number three. And off of barrel number four, and we mentioned this, and these guys have been hotter than a gypsy's kiss here the last little while.
What?
And that is Jess Willard driving Cliff Cunningham's outfit.
No, what?
MDJ Oilfield Service. Now let's check out our outriders. And Aubrey Montewillo has Ethan Montewillo and Chad Cosgrave. Rick Fraser has Cole Somerville and Rory Jarvis. Dustin Gorst has Quade Tournier and Kayla H&S, while Jess Willard has Casey Knight and Sean Caffro. So those would be our outriders here in heat number five once we get going. So yeah, there must be a problem with Dustin Gorst's wagon, because this is the second show in a row that something hasn't quite gone right. He's had to swap it out at the last minute. Well, they'll be back in just a moment or two as we head to heat number five on this day number three of the Dawson Creek, British Columbia, Canada. Battle of the North, here they come again to line them up. Jess Willard driving for Cliff Cunningham at four. Dustin Gorst at three, Rick Fraser at two, and Aubrey Montewillo will be the last to move into place as he lines up at barrel number one as we go to Les McIntyre to call heat number five. There's a horn and the charge is underway as stones go in and outriders get the job done, and there goes Rick. Heal my life, Aubrey Montewillo, H&E Oil. MDJ to the extreme outside with Dustin Gorst in Grand Prairie Airport about to have liftoff off of runway four, but look at that Rick Fraser fly. VJD Dawson Creek rounds the turn, 2.25 lengths ahead of Aubrey Montewillo. Yep, here comes the homely Hornet H in the oil field rounding the turn, but that Team 23 is a hard one to catch tonight. They're all strung out. Jess Willard hanging on to third spot, but Dustin Gorst in Grand Prairie Airport right in alongside of Jess Willard, and now they're closing ground on Aubrey Montewillo. Ain't nobody closing ground on Rick Fraser. BJB Dawson Creek Livestock Auction action. He's about to drop the gavel out of that fourth turn and proceed to the finish line. Rick Fraser headed our way at a high rate of speed. They're not going to catch old Team 23 tonight. BJB Dawson Creek clears the wire clean by 2.5. Aubrey Montewillo a length ahead of Jess Willard's MDJ Oilfield, and Dustin Gorst, Red Oak, I should say Grand Prairie Airport, rolls into before the heat number five. Off okay. The sandwich position, barrel number two, Rick Fraser made it look easy on the 5/8 of a mile course in heat five. All right,
wish I was in the sandwich position.
Four.
Nice turkey five. And Swiss or something.
us to address.
Gotcha. Let's the check times. Out our Wrangler running times at heat number four. Your Wrangler wrap-up heat number four goes like this. Cody Ridsdale, DND Electric, 116.55. 116.55 to win the heat. Evan Salmond, All-Piece Petroleum, 116.80. 116.80.
All right, this person in front of me is drunk or scared of the divider as they're driving in two lanes. In this... Forerunner. Now they're slowing way down. Okay, yes, get out of the, yes, get out of the slow. Good stuff. Pass them before they weave back into this lane and fucking kill me.
Got 2020 vision when it comes to chuck wagon racing, Billy.
Well, I did miss the late out rider one. I wasn't really paying attention to him, but I did think there was going to be outrider interference, but he did dodge that, so it wasn't good on it. But still, 5 seconds is a tough one. Boy, that last seat there, Auburn won a little. It was kind of funny. Rick Fraser. He turned his top barrel and he looked over, and as soon as he saw Aubrey Modern Willow having trouble, he knew he could get the rail, and he just sent him and get the rail he did. And his outriders had to ride hard to catch him, but I think that could be our top five tonight for him.
Good looking run off the number two set of barrels for the former world champion, Rick Fraser from Wetaskiwin, and actually hailed from Grand Prairie many years before he and his beautiful wife Sue moved to the Wetaskiwin area.
Good
Rick
to know.
Fraser looking good at heat number five. We've got six right around the corner as we continue. Net number three of the WPCA Pro Tour Live.
I am just Melissa.
Series 130.
This is a big success, which they were, but they actually never had a lot of radio attention. We talked to Joe Jones about it, feels to finally clear that hurdle with DNCE in a second. First, number 20, we don't talk anymore. Charlie and Selena.
We don't talk anymore.
Sounds like though we never make it. Now we on our way to greatness.
I got the pleasure of saying that I'm live from headquarters with my man, DJ Premier. Primo, get these niggas something to talk about.
You acting like a little bitch right now, nigga. Man, fuck that. I ain't letting that shit ride. We gonna go out and smoke all these motherfuckers. I don't care who the fuck out there. God damn it. Is you down, nigga?
Man, both of y'all shut the fuck. You wanna know why I'll never let them see you? You can shoot me. Knock my teeth out. But after that, your time is limited. You won't live to see another day. motherfucking loser.
I am Grand Dracula, Grand Vernacular. You fuck around, there'll be a goddamn massacre. Still trying to go and get those rands back from Africa. Rap them in some rands, trap the Amtrak passengers. Watch a Battlestar Galactica. Battle scars from cattle prods and whatever the ratchet was. This bag of bugs got me laughing with the half a buzz. Slap your cuss for acting buggers, flashing with the bag of clubs. Scan tactics, werewolves and Air Maxes. With a pair of blind hair, care bears on my air mattress.
What?
Beware my axe, some evils, lethal, you dead passers. Then be prepared for the terror, fair is a rare practice. I take a stare in the mirror, wearing my stained glasses. And then I cut all the light.
Sirius XM Fly, just jamming, having a good time. Welcome to the show if you're just now joining us. You know what, too? I don't know if y'all been following the Olympics. I've been following like crazy. Last night was just really, really big, obviously. I saw some of the recaps this morning on ESPN. It was crazy. Simone Biles, Simone Manuel, whoo, they doing their thing. You can follow along the Olympics, too, on Channel 106. Sirius XM got you covered. Speaking of cover, here goes Deep Cover, right here with Dre and my homie Snoop. More next on Sirius XM Fly. Talk to him.
Tonight's the night, I hear there's some shit.
Yeah.
Deep Cover on the incognito tip. Killing motherfuckers if I have to. Filling gaps too. Bunch of niggas know I'm coming at you. I guess that's part of the game. But I feel for the nigga who think he tonight will discuss it. On a nigga's time and a nigga's place. Stick my strap just in case one of his boys looking out my way. Cause he's a shite.
riding on the undercover car.
Yeah, make it on stop.
Cause it's 187 on the undercover car.
Creep with me as I crawl through the hood. Maniac lunatic calling Snoopy. Super kicking dust as I bust fuck piece. And the motherfucking fuck police. You already know I give a fuck about a cop. So why in the fuck would you think that it would stop? Plot, yeah, that's what we's about to do. Take your ass on a mission with the boys in blue. Dre, what up, Snoop? Yo, I got the feeling. Tonight's the night like Betty Wright, and I'm chilling, killing, feeling. No remorse, yeah. So let's go straight to the motherfucking source and see what we can find. Crooked ass cops that be getting niggas to gang of time. And now they wanna make a deal with me. Scoop me up and put me on their team and chill with me. And make my pockets big. They wanna meet with me tonight at 7 o'clock. So what's up, nigga? What you wanna do? What you wanna do? I got the gauge, Uzi, and my motherfucking 22. So if you wanna blast, nigga, we can buck them. If we stick them, then we smoke them. So fuck.
Yeah, make it on stop.
Cause it's 187 on the undercover car.
Yeah, make it on stop.
Cause it's 187 on the undercover car.
6:05 was the time on the clock when me and my homie bailed in the parking lot. The scene looked strange and it felt like a setup.
Let not be, cause if it is, they get better.
Oh, here they come from the back and they like. I'm checking for their gas, they strap. So what's up, like?
Yeah, the situation feel, they grab the steel.
Right, so what you motherfuckers don't come at me with? Hope you ain't walking none of my goodness, you can say that shit.
Guess what they told me?
We give you 20 days if you snitch on your homie. We'll put you in a home and make your life plush. Oh yeah, but you gotta spell dope for us. Let me think about it. Turn my back and grab my gat. And guess what I told him before I shot it? If you don't quit, yeah. If you don't stop, yeah. I'm letting my gat pop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah.
Sirius XM Fly.
I want to hear this. Do they really have a station devoted to the Olympics? Seems like Olympics on the radio would be.
And then it almost got comical because it was so long.
And I think it actually relaxed out with
WW1 nightly recap.
To actually get on
recapping World War One.
Deal with the shot. And by that time, Dalquist kind of went through her nerves and now was resolved to score the goal. And I wish Hope didn't do it. I don't think that's been fair play. I think there is an opportunity to freeze the striker a little bit. Try to let a seed of doubt enter their mind. I thought that was over the top.
What do you mentioned that you don't think that Sweden is too much of a threat for a gold medal, but what do you think of them moving forward in this tournament now to the semifinals?
I think the tournament's wide open. Now, they think they're a threat. They just beat the number one team. I don't see enough of their ability to defend and their ability to create goals. As I said last night, they always seem to play their best against the USA. So do I think they're going to win the gold medal? No.
All right, Tony DiCicco, thank you very much. Very disappointing day. I think we were all deflated after Team USA lost that game. Again, the U.S. women out of the Olympic soccer tournament, defeated by Sweden in penalty kicks. Coming up next, a scare for the U.S. men's basketball team here at the Olympics. From Westwood One, this is the 2016 Rio Olympic Games.
Whatever.
In the mix on Electric Area.
In the mix on Electric Area.
Sirius XM.
Friday night, Pasquale Rotella.
Yeah.
I'm so young, but the sun
And if you don't know, tag your soul, nigga.
Now watch out in the world. Streets is watching Chain 45.
Squash for the world, buddy.
Put it on front of 2-3. I don't talk much, let the 2 speak.
Honorable Sons.
Whether you've done some planning or not
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, AM radio. Let's get this out.
And focus on school.
So I can be a veterinarian.
Take a seat. Be witness.
is a war team. Longer than since.
Play Chunky A.
I couldn't find Chunky A on Apple Music or in the library.
Chunky A. Come on, man. Play Chunky A. Tell me Apple Music doesn't have Arsenio Hall's fucking fake rap album? Canceling my subscription. I don't know what the fuck this is. Why I thought that might be something I want to fucking hear. Come on. Come on. Long week, I'm tired. Play some video game music.
Sorry, I can't help you with videos.
You dumb motherfucker. Dig in and look for yourself if you want to find this shit. It's there, though. harsh cutoff. Drum samples are clearer than they are on a... That's cool, all this is on Apple Music, I guess. Yeah, that's neat. If you like this fucking Yuzo Koshiro record, you might like the fucking Tron Legacy soundtrack. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Nailed it. Konami's good. Yeah, Pokemon Black and White soundtrack is on Apple Music, but not in the U.S. You can listen to the fucking Resident Evil 5 soundtrack, though. Thanks. Yeah. the Devil May Cry 3 trailer or whatever they gave out this tiny CD for, I think this is that track. I don't know if this is like the main theme or what, I don't know. Have their Devil May Cry anniversary party with, it'll be just like the Sonic the Hedgehog one, except this song will be performed live. Satanic pizza rolls. You're right, Rockstar Juice's tropical passion fruit is pretty good. As those things go. reason it's not letting me browse playlists, and that's fucked up.
Actually,
Sure. Track, it's not my favorite thing she's done, but you know, like in terms of just like the more recent stuff she's put out, well, more recent than her early shit, I guess. It's pretty alright. Good weekend, man. I've got a headache. All right, I'll see you later. Yeah.